The most extreme version of an intervention to tackle unethical behaviour is whistleblowing. This is when an individual or group perceive their efforts to change an immoral practice being ignored and feel they have no alternative but to challenge this outside of the organisation. This is almost always because they want to change the organisation for the better, not because they want to destroy, although vexatious whistleblowing is not unheard of. Given that the reputational and financial repercussions of whistleblowing can be devastating, it's worth looking at how employee networks can help to prevent this situation arising, without resorting to any kind of suppression, such as NDAs and retaliation. First of all is communication and representation. Online forums and surveys are good ways for employee voices to be heard across the organisation and at senior levels. As networks, we are curators of conversation, with a responsibility to provide safe spaces and take issues seriously. We can use our influence and senior connections to elevate problems and communicate trends where they occur, anonymising complaints where appropriate to reduce risk of retaliation. We also work to create better representation at all levels, both through more diverse hiring and promotion, and also the inclusion of grassroots voices in cross-organisation forums. But communication both ways is equally as important, and by encouraging non-hierarchical practices and helping to share information and stories back down the line, we do our part in creating a more open culture. Which leads to the second theme, transparency. Whistleblowing usually occurs where there has been some form of secrecy. This means that those actions are not open to moral scrutiny. Hiding information is disempowering and manipulative, and should be avoided where possible. Counterarguments to this involve the protection of proprietary information and competition, but you may challenge this idea by acknowledging that this is a balance based on there being a winner and a loser, and therefore asking whether it is ethical to intentionally create a loser. After all, we're all part of giant networks subject to complexity theory, and who knows how many more losers further down the line that actually creates. How transparent are your network activities, and can you lead by example?